From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A hijacked Libyan airplane has landed at the airport on the tiny Mediterranean island of Malta. The Associated Press is reporting that there appears to be two hijackers who've threatened to blow up the plane. Women and children were allowed to leave the plane shortly after it landed. A spokesman for Africa Airways, speaking at Tripoli's airport, says the hijackers' demands are still unknown. Italian officials say Anas Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed by police at a train station. Marco Minniti is the Italian interior minister. Questa notte alle tre del mattino. He says that tonight at 3 in the morning at Sesto San Giovanni, Milan, during a normal check operation, a state police patrol stopped a person who was acting suspiciously. At that moment, the man got hold of a pistol and, without hesitation, fired towards the police agent who asked for the identification documents. The policeman is called Christian Movio. The patrol reacted immediately to the shots. Luckily, the agent, Christian Movio, was not hit in vital parts. He's recovering in the hospital. Paolo Gentiloni, the Italian prime minister, says that he spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and that this shows how important it is to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate on the international level. A video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by the Islamic State group in Syria on Thursday. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook said that if confirmed, the United States strongly condemns this barbaric act. From Washington, this is VOA. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlements in the Palestinian territories. This after Egypt's president received a phone call from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. A statement Friday from Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of giving the new administration a chance to deal comprehensively with all aspects of the Palestinian cause to achieve a comprehensive settlement. It is rare, if not unprecedented, for a U.S. president-elect to insert himself into real-time diplomatic efforts. The war-torn city of Aleppo has been recaptured, the Syrian army says, marking its biggest victory in the nearly six-year civil war. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, to resolve the conflict. The peace talks are expected to begin in January. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said that Bashar al-Assad's forces bear responsibility for what they did to Aleppo and Aleppo citizens. An Ebola vaccine was 100% effective in a major study in Guinea. Health officials there say they'll be better prepared for the next outbreak. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
As Ebola began tearing through Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia in 2014, health workers could do nothing but isolate victims to try to stop the epidemic. So final results from the first major study of an Ebola vaccine mark a turning point. The World Health Organization led the study of more than 11,000 people divided into two groups, says Ebola Research Chief Marie-Paul Kenny, reached by Skype.
We had zero case of Ebola in the group that was vaccinated immediately versus 23 cases in the ones who were not vaccinated.
The manufacturer, Merck, is applying for approval from regulators. But Kenny cautions there's another strain of Ebola that this vaccine is not designed to prevent, and health officials need to be ready to fight the inevitable next outbreak. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California in Irvine. He's been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised his books, which say Chinese government economic policies harm the American middle class. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.